All right, so hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net number 372 for the 10th of February, 2025. That's the Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Forces. And if you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our next.
Hey, Wayne, looks like Robert's disconnected. The Scars net, say right to Gavik. I try straight to you. Which part's my ball?
Okay, thank you, John. Okay. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. So those are the four things we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, we'll wait for you to get one. This sent me every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC on Echolink node 9229, at least for the time being. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Which is known as the TechLink conference, and you know, stay tuned for further details about that. We would like to thank Michael the E6UX for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be associated with SDS. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And I didn't come up with a new topic this week. Frankly, I was expecting this to be a short net with everybody watching the Super Bowl. So prove me wrong. So I don't have a topic. Anything on your mind? That's the topic this week. Now, last week, because we have these issues with the TechLink in its future, I asked, do we need to sort of reevaluate, rethink maybe some of the things that we've been doing with this net? So that's kind of a subtopic here. If you've thought of anything, some ideas of how we might change direction, that's the topic, or fake topic. All right. Now, since we are connected to the HAM conference, let me just explain to, well, first let me reset everybody's timer. Right, so I'm using the Echolink app on my PC here, so I have a dashboard that shows the stations that are connected. The HAM conference is one of those connections, but I do not, I have no way of knowing what stations are connected to the HAM conference and might be listening to me now and maybe want to talk back to me. So what I'll do is I'll run down the list of stations that I do see, because I've added them to my check-in list already, and I will be calling upon each one in turn for their comments this week. I see N4RNW, KF6Q2E, KD9NDJ, and VK3HJQ. So all of you out there on the HAM conference, if you would like to join us in our net this week, please come forward now with your call sign. I can take more than one at a time. You can ride each other's coattails if you like. I preferably give your call sign phonetically so that I can be sure to copy it correctly. So any stations who did not hear their call sign when I read my list, please come forward now. Sorry for the delay there. I just noticed that I had not unmuted the Anon Radio Gateway there. But the Anon Radio Gateway has been broken for several weeks now, and it's not working now either. So anyway, that was just a delay. So anyway, I did not hear from any stations on the HAM conference. So I'm going to start going down my list here of the TechLink stations, starting with N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody in this hemisphere and around the world. N4RNW here in sunny southwest Florida. Nothing new in this part of the world. Kind of felt like summer a little bit today with the sun and the air and the humidity a little bit, but it's all good. So, everybody have a good week. I'll be listening. N4RNW. Wayne?
Okay, Ken. I mean, Harold, I'm just checking the weather up here, the forecast. I haven't updated this in a while, but I think we're in store for some low temperatures for the next several days, maybe even a little bit of snow coming up here. Nothing, I understand that the East Coast, the Atlantic region, is getting hit pretty hard in the next few days. I don't think we're getting anything like this, so we'll just be bundling up as usual. Temperatures staying below freezing, but not getting like below zero or anything like that. I think looks like the highs maybe peaking to 30-32 and the lows down to in the teens, I guess. Thank you for your comments, Carol. Next on my list is Ray, KF6GPE.
Well, good day to Wayne and Annette. Ray, KF6GPE, my SDF login is my call sign, and I'm in sunny Boulder Creek, California. Not a lot radio-wise to report this week. We did have a couple on the weather front, a couple of storms roll through, sort of heavy for Santa Cruz Mountain standards, not so bad, lost power for about a day and a half, had the generator running, all that's good. Sadly, I had the shortwave radio going when the power's out, so there's no RFI, and well, propagation is the pitch, and I didn't hear anything anyway, but maybe next time. We have more rain coming through next week, and, you know, the power goes out, I'll give it a go, and my wife won't be happy, but, you know, we'll see. We've got candles in the generator. So, that's how it is in Boulder Creek, 73.
Are you in a drought-stricken part of California?
Barely. We got our seasonal, got over our seasonal amount of rainfall for the last 2 years. We could do with one more good winter. But I think this one actually, we're in Central California, just north of Central California. I think this winter with La Nina is supposed to be fairly dry for us, so we'll see. I haven't looked at the long-range forecast to see how the rest of the winter is going to be, but usually the storms taper off by late March, early April.
Okay, well, good luck with your weather there. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. I'm kind of excited about the idea of moving over to the HAM conference, and I wonder if it's active now. Perhaps you can answer that question in a moment. The other thing I'm doing is looking at some DDS VFO kits that I built a while back and trying to resurrect them. I'm trying to replace the antique VFO that I'm using in my basic archaic rig. So ultimately the goal is to boost up the voltage swing out of this out of DDS. I've built one successfully and it does work, but I need another one. So that's what I've been embarked on. I'm reading a bunch and experimenting, got the oscilloscope out, etc. So it's kind of been a good radio week in that sense. Not really making contacts, but definitely building and troubleshooting. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, and back to you, Rain. This is KD9NDJ.
Hey, sounds like some good old-fashioned electronic tinkering there. Good luck with that. Next on my list here is VK3HJQ.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I think you called me in. Audio is a bit low on this phone. And, just an update to everybody to the new Android app out for Echo Link. You can download it from the Echo Link website. Came out a couple of days ago. Haven't loaded on my phone yet, so I don't know what the difference is. And yeah, sorry for that before. Probably connected up the SCARS conference server because somebody just connected it from the HAM conference server. All good again, alright? Got about another 10 pages to go on my third lap. Yeah, great, great, looks like mobile. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, no worries, John. Take care of home. Talk to you later. Right, so let's see. I think that's everyone on my list here, so it's time for me to go back and... Oh, wait a minute. The ham conference is still here, so if there's anybody out there on the ham conference who has been listening to us and would like to join us, please come now with your call sign.
VK2 Delta Green.
Okay, I hear VK2DY. Go ahead, Robert.
VK2DY. I missed what the question was. Could you repeat it for me, please?
We didn't have a question specifically for this week, but last week, because of, you know, the news about TechLink, the question was, should we rethink the way we've been doing the net? Do we need to try something different in case TechLink goes away permanently? And at this point here, I think, you know, John and you have made the ham conference available to us, but we probably should be thinking, you know, is there some new approach that we want to try? And so that's kind of what the topic was last week, but it was a little bit sudden. You know, people didn't have time to think about it. So I'm kind of continuing that topic this week. And of course, it'll be a continuing topic in the weeks to come if anyone thinks it's an interesting idea. So basically, this is an open mic topic this week. Anything that's on your mind is fair game.
Good morning. This is Robert from KTDY in Northwestern Sydney, where it's 11:16 p.m. on Sunday morning. Or it's Monday morning. Monday morning. Oh, wow. We just dropped that. It shows I don't, I'm retired. I don't know Mondays and Sundays. Anyway, it's raining. It's 24 degrees Celsius. It's just a good day to stay in and play radio, actually. Or play computer, play something. Anyway, other than that, as John said, I forgot from week to week. I initially connected up Scars, and then John came in and said, don't do that. I said, oh yeah, that's right, I'd forgotten. So it may take a couple weeks for me to remember, but once I remember, it'll all be fine. Plus, like I said, everything is going to shift around when daylight savings time ends here and begins there. So, you're more than welcome to use Ham, we will make the time available to you. We'll shift Scars away for now. So, and rejoin them later after this net. So don't worry about it if it goes away. Then definitely Ham is here. Let me reset for a second. So the great advantage of EchoLink is that it's available to anybody and everybody because it's just a free app on your phone, on your computer, on whatever. In fact, there's even a web app. So if you have a web browser, you could probably do that on Amiga 2000 or something that has a decent web browser. So, you know, it's pretty ubiquitous. So it's hard to beat EchoLink as a platform. You know, plus we've got all the All-Star links. We have people coming to All-Star all the time. Every once in a while we get people coming in on one of the other modes like D-Star and that, but mostly they're just there and nobody uses them, unfortunately. We are completely cross-connected to everything and anything. So, as I said, that's how we function here. You can create your own server and set up your old same things, but it's going to cost money and time and effort, and it's up to you. You know, we can certainly help you with that as well if you want to do that. If you want to set up your own conference, that would be fine. We have several people that can help with that and certainly get you going on that. But I can't really think of a better platform for this kind of net than EchoLink. So I do recommend you stay with EchoLink. VK2DY.
Well, yes, I'm inclined in the same direction there. I've been with EchoLink ever since it was called iLink, a long time ago. That's why I have a four-digit node number that I didn't have to buy. I have something out on the tip of my tongue. I agree with you that Echolink is the like the lingua franca, I think, internet ham stuff. I'm curious about that web application. Is that something that's available? Is it described on the Echolink.org website, or I can probably Google and find it there. But if you have a pointer to it, I'll shortcut my search there. What was the other thing I was thinking of here? Right. Well, you know, I might actually get back to you guys and ask about just what it would take if we wanted to have an SGFARC conference. I don't think that we have enough motivation to go for that, but learning what would be involved, I think, would be a useful endeavor. So, thanks, Robert. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak. So let me pass it back to you real quick if you have something to add, and then I'll open it up to anyone else who wants to reach out.
This is VKCDY again. The site, I believe, is just webapps.echolink.org. I think that's true. Here I am here. Let me just simply first flat. Anyway, it's just that, and it works just fine. It seems to, as long as you have a fairly decent browser, it'll work. So, like I said, probably in the mid-2000s would work. I wouldn't see the value in you setting up your own, but if you want to, it's fine. You need to have it hosted somewhere. You need to have, or you need to host it yourself, which I guess since you have the SDF site, you could probably host it on that. And then you pay an annual fee of like $40, I think, for the right to have the conference. But it's a fairly straight. The software is called the Bridge. It's been around for a long time. It's pretty solid. So, I mean, it's not a complicated thing to set up. A little bit more complicated to get some of the things like All-Star and the other digital modes connected, but they're, again, pretty straightforward. There's software out there for that. So we could definitely talk you guys through getting your own conference and your own All-Star links to things. BKCDY.
Oh, okay, well, thanks for that information, especially about the web out there. And $40 a year, for some reason I thought it was more like $400 a year. So good to be corrected on that. Okay, so we've had an exodus. The only stations left here are me and Ray and the ham conference. So let me make one more invitation to hams on the ham conference. If you would like to join us and get your name or your call sign in our log this week, please call now.
This is KD9MDJ. I've jumped ship and I'm now over here on the ham conference. I let a little time go by to see if anybody on this list over here wanted to jump in, but I don't see anybody jumping. I have a question about the web app. I'm looking at it here, and it's called Echolink Web version 1.3.6, and there's a login. I'm wondering if that's your Echolink credentials or is it separate credentials? Standing by, KD9NDJ.
K2DY, do you want to answer, Ken?
It's just your Echolink credentials, the call sign and password that you use to get into Echolink. So that's all it is, VK2DY.
VK2DY, KD9NDJ, thank you very much.
Okay, well done. Do we have any more rechecks or new check-ins before I close the net? We're almost at the half-hour mark here.
Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha, Sounder from India for second, Leo to MDA.
Okay, I wasn't confident about my copying of that last call sign. I think it was something ending in Mike Victor Alpha. Would you come again and speak slowly and use the phonetic spelling alphabet?
Good morning, sir. This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. This is Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Candle, sounder. Sounder is my candle. Operating from India. Operating from India. Is it CSL?
Okay, thank you. That time I easily copied Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. I'm not sure I copied your handle that well, though. I think it was something like Sierra Oscar Mike something something. So would you clarify that a little bit? I did copy that you were calling from India. VU2, MDA. I was asking for you to clarify your handle, your name. Oh, okay, we seem to have lost VU2 MDA there. So let me make one final call for additional check-ins or comments for our net before I wrap it up. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net at, let's call it 0029 UTC. I guess we have this DMR talk group, but I don't think it's actually working anymore. But you can give it a try. It's talk group number 31650. And if you have any success with that, let us know. We have a mailing list that you can subscribe to by sending an email to majordomo@sdf.org. And use the subject and body of the message, subscribe, SDFARC-L. With that, I will say this is Net Control Station 89FJ, wishing everyone best regards. Gravity free.